So he says it. So I was thinking, if the Chazon Ish holds the same way, then he didn't spell it out, then my kasha against him is no kasha. Tos talk only about Nir. I they said ki agavna the hocha and hocha's mace tiltum and atzad. That doesn't mean it. It means Nir. So I'm just letting you know. That's the print. Yeah. Oh, Tos and Erevin. That's the Tos I asked you to read. Didn't read straight. So Tos and Erevin might also be saying the same thing. Perhaps. Perhaps he has to quote Tos and Erevin. Perhaps he got him in Svara. Since he's just tilting the stretcher. So apparently they're assuming that although the word tiltum and atzad are used, it really means near. So you know, when words cease to have meaning, you have to be very careful. We're spending so much time yesterday to read, didn't read straight. The Tos and Erevin might also be saying the same thing. Perhaps. Perhaps he has to quote Tos and Erevin. Perhaps he got him in Svara. Since he's just tilting the stretcher. So apparently they're assuming that although the word tiltum and atzad are used, it really means near. So, you know, when words cease to have meaning, you have to be very careful. We're spending so much time on trying to define that this is near, this is tiltum and atzad. And that's when the Gemara says tiltum and atzad, it means near. So you can't get nervous. Yes? Okay, good question. The context of the Megillah Sefer, it's in Simon Mem Dalitz of Kotel Ches, a very short piece, is as follows. We know the Yisod of Tosfos. Let's Tosfos Yisod. Let's read it again one more time. The Tarek of Tosfos. Omari. The Yesh L'chalik. The Hocha Iker at Tiltel Tzorach Meis. V'lo Dome L'kol Hanu She'osa Iker Tiltel Tzorach Kavachavis. V'lo Tzorach Moz V'yevin. What does Tosfos say? The famous Yisod. Tiltel Menatzad. It's Mutel Tzorach Dover HaMutter and Tzorach Mekomo. And it's us, the Tzorach, the other Aser. Good. Before she tells us. So the Sharat Tzion, Shin Ches, Sivkotten, Shin Tes, Sivkotten Yud Zayin, is pilpuling. Is this true of Tiltum and Atzad? Or is it even true with respect to Nir? Maybe Nir is more Kal, it's more to even the Tzorach, Dover Aser. Fred Megillah Sefer, what are you kidding? How can you do that? Tame Allah Sharat Tzion? What's the matter with you? It's against the Rishonim got the Halacha. It's all based on the sugya here, Mem Gimel Mem Dalit, and here it's Nir. You see, klar that Nir is us l'tzorach davar us. Well, what's the Sharatzin pilpuling about? The Torah says the Sharatzin looked in the Gemara and said tiltum and atzad. Didn't say Nir. He's saying it means Nir. And why is it not Nir? If the Sharatzin assumed it was not Nir, why is it in the eye just flipping? So maybe the Sharatzin means like this. One flip is Nir, not 100 flips. You can't get one got the mace from here to there. One flip is not going to do the trick. Limita, 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 limita. You have to keep flipping. I would call that, frankly, tiltul gomer. Moving it from here to there. Not for me, you pull the trick. So the Megillah says, you pull the trick. I'm doing 1,000 different niyurim. Each one to be discharged separately. And then the other, the Mishnah says, no, you can't do that. On the count, if anything, it really should be tiltul gomer. Because it's done in a funny way. So we'll compromise, we'll call it tiltum and atzad. That's what how I would understand what they said. Yes, ma'am. I don't know. That's my problem. Once words cease to have meaning, you're in big trouble. I don't know. I'm not sure. See which direction it's going. It's going the other direction. It's a kasha with kavachomer. Be careful with the lashonis. I just wanted to show it, point that to you. That's what he said. Okay. Now, I told you yesterday I had a theory. I confess, my theory was formulated before I recognized this possibility of that words don't mean what they say. But I'll tell you my theory. My theory was as follows, and it's printed in Beis Yitzchok. It was as follows, that Ena Chinami, in the Kasha, Tos is equating Miniach Amanas Litol with Shocheach. As the Kiveger assumed, against what they said on Kuf Kof Gimel. Against. But, that's only in the Kasha. In the Teretz, when they come up with this breakthrough, a distinction between the Tzorach Davar HaMutter
and the tzarach davar ha'asur, then and only then, can we make the distinction which they say on Kuf Chav Gimel. Why? As I explained to you, every tiltum in atzad is a double tiltum. So how do you label it? Do you label it based upon the davar mutter which is in his hand, or the davar ha'asur which is on top? So it depends what his major, what his intention is. What his intention is. So once you go with that lamdus, then we can go with the post kuf kav gimel. But according to the Tanakhama, that's only true either by shachach, or when it's impossible otherwise, lo mistayable avachi, by the klippers that toast on kuf kav gimel, the alternative. Then your intention was never to move the muktzah. You're an innocent person. So you're doing the fitumo, and the muktzah is mitaltel mimela to the davar mutter. But if you're meniach, amanas, lito, then you're not so innocent. I put it there on purpose. I did it all with the specific intention to move it. And therefore, tiltum and atzad is going to be asur, according to Tanakhama. So that this whole vart of Tos Kuf Chav Gimel is predicated on the assumption of the teretz of the Ri, or Mari. So before that, they didn't know the distinction. So they didn't have all those niceties on Kuf Chav Gimel. That's what I wanted to suggest. Nonetheless, called the Elazar ben Tadoi, we say it's mutter. So how far do we go? So I saw an interesting footnote in Shmira Shabbos Kachos. Have it, please open up. Oh, by the way, speaking of a footnote, we have to discuss the one Ha'ara of Rav Shlomo Zalman to the Sefer. Sounds crazy. The whole Sefer is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yeah, it's true. But that's inside. He has one Ha'ara in the last two, three pages. Tav Kuf Nun Ches. Ha'ara Meis HaGvashaz. It's a remarkable reading. It's all about our topic. It's something we'll start talking about. What's called Tiltul Begufa. Tiltul Begufa is a Suga Kuf Mem Aleph. I would prefer in the Ma'am HaKomas if we jump ahead to do this, because this is in the last group of Ma'am HaKomas. The Gemara Mem Gimel, the Rosh Yutes, the Ran Chof. That's what he talks about. We'll get that not tomorrow, soon, so it's worth seeing that if you have a chance. I'll call upon him. So he has over here in Perek Chof, Rabosai, He'ora Nun Aleph. I mentioned to you the idea of the Mila knife, the Izemel Shel Mila. So he has a great Eitzah. A great Eitzah, yeah. I have a great Eitzah, he says. What's my Eitzah? An original Eitzah of Neuvert. Ish Eitzah Pshuta. She anichena miyad achar amila. L'toch kli. She yesh bo gam heter. V'a heter choshev lo yoser. Umemela yiem muta yiel etaltel achakach es hakli. Yachad em asakin. Ukohad simen shin yud sif. Ches. What does it say in Simen Shin Yud Sif Ches? You have Osir and Mutter, right? So it's not, there's no din of buses. There's no din of buses. A great idea. Osir and Mutter, no din of buses. Fantastic. Terrific. Gewaldic. Okay? Gewaldic. That's a great idea. A great idea. They found that the Marashak said so. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not so happy. Is not so happy. Why? Why? You have to find a case. Rav Neuvert writes. So this is the last four lines of page Resh Mem. Mutal Tatlas Hakli Davkim Torach Lemokom Hakli or Legufa Lemokom Achim. It's another major issue, Rabbi. Big machlokes. Rabbi, what do we say? Tiltul min atzad is mutl l'sarof davar mutter. Now the Chassid Ish brings a raya against this normal understanding of the Rosh from the Gemara Kuf Yud Beis of a sandal that's on his foot. Could you kick it off? V'chule v'chule. Says the Shlomo Zalman, that's no raya. That's dark of a car. There's no head to use your foot. Not a question of a foot versus not a foot. It's a matter of kalachayad or not kalachayad. Has to be in an abnormal fashion. You'll find your case kuf yud beis with a normal fashion. I don't care, use your foot. So any case where it's normal, that's kicking a soccer ball. Assuming a soccer ball is
is mukta for Agmas. Oh, it's kilt with the ragla. What, are you crazy? The normal way to kick the soccer ball is with your foot. With your head, the soccer ball? I don't know how normal that is. I haven't been following the soccer league. You know, boom, you just bang with the head. I don't know what that's considered. Normal, not normal. I'm not an expert in that endeavor. But that would be a question. Rabosai, this yisod, which of the Chazon Ish, that he says, it's only b'knisaso b'tziyaso, and that's a riot to him. You look on the Ramban, Kuf Nun Dalid Amud Beis. What's the Kuf Nun? I'm going to share an interesting Gemara. We'll end with this. Kuf Nun Dalid Amud Beis, Rabosai. Kuf Nun Dalid Amud Beis. Kuf Nun Dalid Amud Beis. What happened over there? An interesting story. Second wide line. Hoysa behemto tuna shlif shel tvua, which is tevel, mukza. Meniach rosho tachteo umisalko saracha. Use your head. You put your head underneath that grain, and thereby you will push it to the side, move it to the side, and it'll relieve the behemoth. 2 days in Ramban in the Kedushin. Is it special head of Tzar Balechayim? Then all bets are off. Or no, in second, Nira Yoser, it's Heter Gomer. Why? Tiltul Begufo. There is nothing else to attribute this to. By sleeping in bed, you can attribute it to tossing and turning. What are you attributing to? He suddenly sticks his head near an animal and gets the grain off. There's nothing else to attribute it to. He's an independent Heter of Tiltul Begufo. Barosha, for example, Kilachayad. What source of the Ramban quote? Kuf Chav Zayin. You see, this Rosh Hashanah does not mention that in that long Herar. This is my Kiddush, I guess the Herar, that very Ramban is a proof that the Gemara Kuf Chav Zayin is not only in a case of Bichnisos Tevilas. It's Lav Dafka Kanakim. But both say I'm out of time. We'll stop here. We'll continue this in Yonim Mitzvashem tomorrow. Let's review briefly the machlokas, the Rosh and the Ran, the Pashtus, concerning the Gemara and Kuf Mem Aleph about Kash. See the Gemara again, Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Akash Agabi Amita Lo Yanana Biyodo Manana Begufo. Says the Gemara, Pukla again. The Gemara says, Tiltum and Atzad lo shmei Tiltum, Shlamina. And apparently, Tiltum and Atzad is related to the Sugi of Kash. And the question is, how so? A very good question. We understood Tiltum and Atzad to be indirect Tiltum. Kash is direct Tiltum. So if Kash is direct Tiltum, we don't understand what's the connection between it and Tiltum and Atzad. That's the question. I think it's a fair question. Fair question. Okay. So the two totally different approaches to this sugi. We'll take the Ran first. The way we understood the Ran said he is sold. The tiltu men atzad means tiltu kala achayad. Tiltu kala achayad is only mutu with tzara gufo makomo. Excuse me. The Tzarek Dover HaMutter or the Tzarek Makoma. So the Ran, therefore, posits a pshat in the Mishnah is not that he wants the kash for a soft mattress. To the contrary, the kash is in the way. He doesn't want the kash there. He wants to sleep on the hard surface of the bed. And he wants to move the kash from place to place. Oh, excellent. He wants Makoma. So the Ran took care of it very simple. It's Tiltum and Atzak and it's Kalachayat. Straight. And it's the Torah of Hamutter. He just wants the Torah of Makomo. He wants a place where the Kashrus is blocking himself out. That's Pashut. The Ran is the simplest Pshat in the Gemara. It's very straightforward. You have to make two assumptions, but the Ran is very straightforward. Good. How does the Rosh interpret? The simple reading of the Rosh, as we saw, Rav Shlomo Zalman tried to prove this, is the Rosh is a new Yisod, a Klal, a new Yisod. A new, totally different yisod. What's this totally different yisod? That if you talta something with your hands, it's prohibited.
you tapped on something with your body, kalach hayad, it is permissible. Permissible completely. No restrictions. Need not necessarily be the tzorach davar hamut. Even the tzorach davar ha'asur is still mut. Hence says the Rosh that he's moving this with the back with his body. It's not a normal way to move things. It's kalach hayad, and therefore it's permissible to move the kash, even for the purpose of the kash. Why again? Not the standard heter tiltul menatzad. It's a new heter called tiltul begufo kalach hayad. The Rosh makes two separate and distinct heterim. So says the Rosh. The Chazon Ish couldn't believe it, and he assumed that the Rosh really meant that this is like tiltul min hatzad for the following reason. Tiltul min hatzad, you're moving A, and B sort of moves by itself. That's what the lumdus of tiltul min hatzad. Here too, you're tossing and turning in bed, and the straw moves by itself. That's the comparison, according to Shitas HaChazon Ish, of tiltul min hatzad to tiltul akash begufo, which works out very nicely according to his understanding. Where we're stuck, we have no answer so far, according to the way we understood the Rosh, the standard understanding of the Rosh, the Brewer, the Magen Avraham, and all the Poskim. But what the Gemara's comparison of Kufam Al between two totally different things, had the tiltul min hatzad, the tzorach, dara mutlo, tzorach makom on the one hand, and especially distinct hatter of tiltul begufo, kalach hayad on the other hand, seems to be no connection between the two. That's a problem we haven't even discussed yet. That is a problem. Okay, we'll put that problem aside. Fine. Chazon Ish at first wanted to interpret the Ran the same way as he interpreted the Rosh. No machlokas between the two of them. That's what he wanted to say at the beginning, but the Chora, that's simply not the Pashup Shah, especially given the fact that we saw the Chidushi Iran. Alright. We started the rise back and forth, concerning whether the Chazon Ish is right or the Shah Poskim are right, based upon our text. The long note in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which is the very end of the Sefer Rav Shlomo Zalman Zechor Levracha. There is a Magen Avraham in Sifkot Chof Dalet, which requires some explanation. The Levush Yisro, the Machzah Shekel, talk about it. Somehow they seem to be working with an assumption that the Rosh had a Schiddush Nifla, that Tiltul Begufo Kalach Hayad is Mutter, an altogether different idea. But they somehow seem to assume that even in the absence of this altogether different idea, it should have still been somehow a standard tiltul min hatzad. And on that basis, I ask kashas, the Rosh here is against the Mechab and Sifhei, and they build tilim shel halachas. You look in the Magen Avraham and in the super commentaries there. I thought that assumption was not necessarily correct. It's double or nothing. Either it's this new, altogether new heter of tiltul begufo kalach hayad, or it's nothing, because it's not an indirect tilt. And if they make that assumption, then I think all those kashas, if you look there, I think fall away. Fine. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Gevaldig Araya is from the Ramah in Siv Gimel. Simon, let's see. Let's take a look at Siv Gimel. Let's open up. You haven't read Mishnah Brewer, is also good. Simon Shem Chesiv Gimel, the last line in the Ramah, the Chesiv Gimel.